Burgerland on the North Valley's Hit Country 103.5 The Blaze. Thanks so much for joining in. We got some Brad Paisley, Kid Rock also on the way, and coming up on Saturday, big event in Oroville. We love this event. It's the Feather Fiesta Days Parade. And Chris Robbins, the event market coordinator with the Chamber of Commerce in Oroville, is with us in the Blaze studio today. Now, we talk about the parade, but Feather Fiesta Days is actually more than just a one-day thing, right, Chris?
Yeah, it is a week-long event. They had the begins with the Ishii Festival. There's a beer fest that happened last Saturday. Several open houses at the Downtown Museum, the Chinese Temple, and the Bolt Tool Museum, which will be open on Fiesta Days, so on Saturday, so you can come on down for that. Thursday night, tonight, there is a free Pops concert at the Southside Community Center. Tomorrow, Friday, the 62nd Annual Kiwanis Kitty Parade in downtown Oroville at 4:30, along with the We Rock inspections. And I think you said you might be down in that area.
We're going to be down there with a Blaze Diamond W rig for that. And the kitty parade, how many kids? How old do the kids get to be in the parade?
You know, I don't know that there's a cap. They have some junior high school bands. And you know, if you're a kid or a kid at heart, come on down.
And they're running it right through downtown Oroville tomorrow night?
It stages at Bird and Pine.
Okay.
In downtown Oroville.
And then, of course, the big day Saturday, we got the annual Feather Fiesta Days Parade. Just out of curiosity, approximately how many entries do you think they have for that this year?
I think they're talking somewhere around 70, 80 entries. Apparently, it's been growing every year, and this seems to be no exception.
Yeah, and I understand you guys are doing a little something different this year for the parade. For those who maybe don't want to walk that far, if they have to park a ways away.
Oh yeah, for the first time we have free shuttles running. So they start at 8:30 on Saturday morning. You can catch you can park at Riverbend Park at the foot of Montgomery there at Highway 70, or at the Fish Hatchery. The buses will be running back and forth, taking you down to the parade route, and then after the parade, they'll be running in between some of the other events that are going on downtown.
Oh, that's very convenient, then, so I don't have to herk all my lawn chairs and umbrellas, you know, the 18 blocks to get to where I want to sit for the parade.
Exactly.
Nice. Tell me about some of the events going on around downtown Oroville in addition to the parade, Chris.
Sure. We'll start now real early. The Eagles will have a pancake breakfast, so if you're an early riser, come on out at 6:30, and the car show, they'll start staging the first of probably over 800 cars. They had 800 cars last year. They'll line all the streets of downtown Oroville. And
that's amazing. I'm just thinking, 800 cars. Where do all these cars come from, Chris?
You know, they come from all over the state and even farther than that. It's a pretty active community. And they like this event because the car show people, because there's so much else going on.
Yes.
The parade, there's a spring fest at St. Thomas, and there'll be some great live music there.
Oh, yeah.
There is the craft fair at Sank Park. And now, of course, you can get the shuttle between these events.
Okay, good. And then what else?
The Gold Rush Activity Lot, if you want to get something to eat, or games for the kids. Let's see. Art in the Park for kids at Sir Optimus Park. That's right on Montgomery. All these are run on Montgomery or around that area. There is the motorcycle show up at the Western Pacific Brewing and Dining. But that is an evening event. That's 5 o'clock. They'll be having a poker run.
So about the time we get done with all the daytime stuff right downtown, we're going to just move on up there and take a look at the motorcycles.
Exactly, exactly. There's also one of my favorite events is the Firefighters Chili Cook-Off.
Oh, yes.
But get there early. They say noon, but I recommend getting there a little early because that chili gets snapped up. One thing that both for the motorcycle show and for the car show, there are events up at Gold Country Casino and Feather Falls Casino both Friday night and Saturday night. So,
wow.
The motorcycle show, that'll be at Western Pacific.
Okay.
But but Friday night, both casinos are having shows, motorcycle show at Gold Country and the car show, cruising and show and shine at Feather Falls.
Wow, that's just a lot of stuff. And the thing about the Oroville Feather Fiesta Days is it's such a nice compact area too. So it's not like you have to travel way over here, way over there. Everything's kind of where you want, right where you're going to be.
Exactly. And with the shuttles, it'll be easier to get around, less parking trouble, and most everything runs about 10 to 4. The parade starts at 10. So you can spend the whole day downtown, go up to the brewery for a little event there, or out to Feather Falls. So a little something for everybody, you know, whether you're young, whether you're old, a little bit of something for everybody.
We're looking forward to it. I always look forward to this event. It's one of my favorites. Thanks, Chris, for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Feather Fiesta Day is going on right now in the big parade on Saturday. It's 7:37. It's Mike and the Blaze Morning Show.